The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, Illinois, this evening. It's the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra that plays, roughly speaking, world music and traditional bluegrass in a curious combination. They're going to be out there at 8 o'clock tonight, and they're in our studio right now, all four of them, to play some tunes for us live on the show. Looking forward to meeting them and hearing their music, and I hope you are too. It's live and local on FM 90.9.
I am a lonely cowboy, I'm off on the Texas plains. My trade is cinching saddles and pulling bridle reins. I'll have to follow the longhorns until I am too old.
And that was a song called The Lone Star Trail, sung by Dave Fredrickson. And I want to thank my colleague Vincent Trouth for finding this recording on our shelves. The Cowboy Songs on Folkways, compiled from a Folkways collection. And lots of good stuff on here, actually. I'm going to need to explore some more of it. And it's live and local here on FM 90.9. On the show today, we have the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, whose music really bears little resemblance to what you just heard. And they're going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount tonight at 8 o'clock. And they're with us in the studio. The whole orchestra consists of guitarist Dan Neal, fiddler Lisi Wright, bassist John Wright, and percussionist and drummer Mark O'Day. And they're from the Twin Cities, Minnesota area, and they're we got them on their way down from the Chicago area playing last night. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm.
The Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. Where'd the name come from? Gotta ask.
John and Mark came up with it, actually.
All on their own?
Yeah. Mark came up with the Galactic Cowboy part, I think, and then John thought it'd be good to add the orchestra.
We have a violin, so it should be orchestra.
Do you ever do overdubbing, you know, so that you can on recording, so that you can have multiple strings? And
we did that on one of the recordings on Odd Men Out. It's the last song on the disc,
and that's the disc called, I didn't even bring it in here,
Looking for a Little Strange.
They can get that on your website. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find it on
You can't actually get it directly off the website, but
no,
we
just switched that.
Oh, really?
Days ago, so you can go on and access the store. It should be up and running, I think.
Otherwise, Amazon or iTunes. Any other.
The usual places. Yeah.
Yep.
GalacticCowboyOrchestra.com. And actually, we were talking when I met you in the lobby this morning that you have to put the orchestra in because there's another group that has a name kind of like that.
There was.
Was.
Yes. There's a band from Austin, Texas called the Galactic Cowboys. Or just Galactic Cowboys. And we didn't really know that when we commenced this operation. But we sort of got their half blessing.
Well, I think you have an even better name, really, the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. Actually, there's another group that I hope we're going to talk to for Monday's show called the Kevin Lucas Orchestra. And I think they're also about four people.
Do they have a violin?
Do they have a violin? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think so.
Oh. Or cello?
How can it be an orchestra?
Well, I don't know. That's one of the questions I'll ask them.
Okay.
You know, I'm just getting a look at your bass there, and it's been through the ringer.
Yes. It was like this when I got it.
Seriously?
Yes. It's an old bass, for those of you listening in Radio Land. It's a Fender Jazz.
Fender Jazz bass.
Probably the year is just
unbeknownst.
Topic of much debate, but... I think it's probably a 78. But it looks like it was in a fire, maybe, or something, or somebody
like
smoked a lot.
1878.
Yes.
I didn't know if you were sort of the kind of bass player like Tommy Emmanuel is guitarist, you know, where he just scrapes his guitar to death, you know, by using it as a percussion instrument.
Yeah, that guy is a madman. How many in this room are familiar with Tommy?
Me.
Yeah, he's no.
We had him sitting right where you were.
Did you really?
Yeah. No, this bass is just, for those people that are into into vintage instruments. It's just another one of those vintage basses that's awesome. But when I bought it, I didn't think of it as a vintage instrument. It was just a nice bass that I wanted to have.
Sounds great.
Hung on to it.
You know. You didn't pick it up at a pawn shop.
No, I bought it. I got it from a buddy of mine who a number of years ago. I was a singer-songwriter from Minneapolis, or was in Minneapolis, and I played on his record. And so for payment, he lent it to me for 2 years. I eventually, through a series of transactions, purchased it. Yes.
I only asked about the pawn shop. That's a pickup from yesterday's show, because our accordionist aunt who was playing yesterday actually got her quite wonderful accordion from a pawn shop.
Well, you can find some great deals if you're...
That's what I hear.
I've always missed the big, you know, the big upright bass. I own one. I use it for recording, but I don't ever take one on a gig. I attempted actually with this band for the first time in my life to take it on a gig and didn't even use it.
The upright.
Yeah. I can play it with some degree of skill, but not a lot. But I'm always seeing these guys have these beautiful solid wood upright basses that should cost $3,000. And, well, I found it at Joe's for $20, you know, and I'm like,
and it's 2,000 years old.
Right. it was invented by a caveman. Leonardo da Vinci had this instrument. So,
you know, theater was invented by cavemen.
Was it?
It was.
Yeah. According to a show that the Station Theater in Urbana here did recently, and I'm actually blanking what the show was called, but that's one of the many non sequiturs that I throw
today.
In here.
Yes, we are more knowledgeable now about that.
Oh, Ugg! Mike Pritchard just came in on my speakers. He's our sound engineer. He says, it's Ugg the Caveman musical.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, actually.
Yeah, it was quite funny. I did go see it, and it's a good production. Why don't you guys play us a tune?
Right. This is track number 2, I think, on our CD. It's called Minor Scrape.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're playing for us live in our studio. Guitarist Dan Neal and fiddler Lisi Wright and bassist John Wright. Drummer percussionist Mark O'Day. And Mark, if this were a call-in show, I think I would challenge any of our drummers who might happen to be community drummers who might happen to be listening to the show to see if they could identify the brand of your drum kit.
Yeah, I did. Good luck.
Yeah. Because, you know, when I saw that you guys were going to be playing at Sleepy Creek Vineyards tonight in Fairmount, and I loved the name, the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, and I checked you out on the website, and I liked the music. But, you know, you're, as you pointed out to me when we met in the lobby this morning, that your show tends to be louder than this. And a little,
most
little
of the time
plugged,
it does
more plugged, but you had a nice mix on there, and but I said to Lisi when we exchanged emails, I said, well, you know, we kind of go a little more acoustic on here if you can. I said, sure, we can do that. So
no problem.
When you came in, I asked, so where's the drum kit? And so why don't you talk about the brand of your drum kit there, Mark?
It's the I guess it's probably Mammoth. Is that the name, Marmot? There's actually a company that makes music stands. So there you go, drummers.
It's probably a combination of Manhasset and Wenger.
Manhasset, that's it.
Manhasset and Wenger, yeah.
I don't know how many of these I probably stole in my life from various high schools.
Oh, dear.
But I'm not going to steal any of yours today.
That would be fine, yeah. No, so one of them, but they're specially constructed. One of them is a plastic one.
It's funny, yeah.
And the other is metal, but wrapped in cardboard.
Yeah, and
more or less.
You know, I'm playing brushes on them, so
it sounds great.
Yeah, well, hopefully you know, to be honest though, it's just I'm sort of attention deficit, I think, and the thing that I always like to switch stuff up anyway, and it's kind of fun to just put myself on the spot, and it's kind of nice that people like this band is pretty much a lot about that. The way that we write music too is this sort of like, I might be listening to like a Tool song, and I'll come in and say, believe it or not, people, we can play stuff that's really Tool-like. But everybody's really open to trying different stuff, and that to me is the most fun about this band, is that we can bring anything to the table, and everyone's like, sure, try it.
So, including a music stand.
Including a music stand. Yeah, well, it seems to be working well. And, you know, looking at your bios on your website, everybody, it seems, has some combination of musical activities that you're involved in. It's like, well, John, I'm looking at you. You're in a band that plays Celtic / American folk / folk rock.
Progressive rock.
And it seems like, you know, everybody is this / that / that, and this band is this / a bunch of things.
We're in the modern era of the music business. You have to. There is a need to categorize or define things neatly for business entities.
I think
when Bill Monroe started playing music, he was just doing it. They weren't necessarily putting. They probably called it something, but they didn't academicize it that quickly back then. Or when bands like Yes or King Crimson were making music in the 70s, they didn't actually call it progressive rock. It was rock music.
It was just what they played.
It's what they did. But as the business has progressed and you have to market, this has, you know, you always had to market it somehow. But I think one of the different factors about today versus then is that, and it's not a bad thing, but you have to say what it is. In a nutshell, so this band is
Newgrass Jazz Rock.
There you go.
Well, see, that's what you say now.
But what you say now? Yeah.
Next
what
time,
about
Kevin?
Then?
When somebody wrote the web copy, it would just say Bluegrass Edge Tunes with Jazz and, oh, wait a minute, an eclectic mix of original and traditional, so that's already a / Bluegrass Edged. Not even just straight bluegrass.
What's your last name, Kevin?
With jazz and
Kevin
world
/
fusion elements. And then you further go on, and this is the part I put in our, you know, my recorded promo, Chick Corea meets the Dixie Dregs meets a Prairie Home Companion. I don't know who the Dixie Dregs are.
Oh, really?
Should. Yeah, what are they?
We
do?
Sound actually the most probably like the Dixie Dregs. Wouldn't you guys say?
I mean, that's another probably. Good name.
If you had to make a reference, that's the closest thing, mainly because we play mostly instrumental music. Dixie Dregs were a band led by a guitar player named Steve Morse, who now plays, oddly enough, with Deep Purple. He replaced
Slash.
Now, see, I didn't even know Deep Purple was still going on.
Yeah.
They're going on with the original lead singer.
Aren't they 80
by now? The original drummer. They're like
close.
They're
yeah.
pushing their late 60s.
Really Deep Purple.
Except for Steve Morse, he's the youngest. He's the kid of the bunch, and he's a brilliant guitar player, composer, who came up in the 70s. He's from Georgia, I think.
Yeah, and he was buddies with Pat Metheny
for
a long time.
Jazz. Rock, but with a particular style, but definitely more on the rock side. And he created this band called the Dixie Dregs, or I don't know if he actually created it, but it was centered around him. A lot of brilliant musicians, and their instrumentation was drums, guitar, violin, keyboards, and what am I missing?
Bass.
So
yeah, instrument your own right. instrument you skipped over. Yeah.
Yeah. So they made instrumental records. I think they made one or something with vocals once, but am I wrong?
No, they did.
They had something with vocals, but that kind of slipped through the cracks. So they gained quite a cult following and made at least four or five records. I know somebody out there is going to correct me.
Oh, more than that. I'll correct you right in here.
Okay, perfect.
But they had a very similar sound naturally just because of the instrumentation. We sound like...
Right. I'd say we're a little more country edged than they are, and probably a little more progressive rock edged as well, if you have to split hairs.
Although there was a lot of jazz in that last tune.
You think so?
I thought so.
Okay. Well, it's interesting what people take from music. Like, what I would consider jazz might not be what like you would consider jazz. You know, but I don't think there should be any definitions of it. It's just more, especially nowadays, everything's getting so kind of just thrown into the pot, which I think is an awesome thing because you're not limited then by well, let's don't play that song because it's jazzy. I mean, like these days it's with sampling and everything. But that's interesting you said that. That sounded like jazz.
Well, jazzy, you know,
yeah.
jazz slash, I don't know, whatever.
Sure,
you know.
Yeah.
There probably already is a band called The Slash or something, isn't there?
Let's
hope so. There's a guitar player named Slash.
Maybe that's what it is. Because if there isn't, you know, there could be a group that just calls itself that, and, you know, you play whatever you want. You know, this slash, that slash, the other.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Well,
he
Flexible.
Called his show that almost. Hmm. You know, there's many things which we've had in here. I mean, yesterday's group was Maria and Company, call themselves world music, and you guys are sort of world-ish in a way. Nothing like it.
Right.
No resemblance whatsoever.
I have a question for you.
For me, yeah.
Yeah. Does it make it tougher in the radio business for you guys to like categorize things and figure out shows and programming? Because it is so, everything's just so wide open right now. Does it make it harder for the radio people?
Well, see, that's an interesting question for this station, because except for this show, this station is all classical music.
Oh, really?
Yep. And this show
is
all kinds of slashes, but it's still, you know, pretty much everything we play is going to be recognizably classical.
Sure.
But what goes on this show, I don't know. You know, it's just, we've only been doing it for about a year and 8 months, I guess, 7 months. And I've had a blast.
Yeah.
Because I like all kinds of music. And so I pretty much if it's acoustic, we'll have it on the show. And in your case, you know, even if it's not acoustic, we'll ask, can you play acoustic? And then we have you on the show. you said, I think that pretty much anything you play on here is the same tune you'll play tonight, but it'll sound very different.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll actually have a drum kit that I'll bet is a drum kit.
And it's not just, it's ironic. It's not like I play a huge kit. I play basically like a four-piece drum set, which is, think Ringo Starr, right? But I use a lot of cymbals for color. Mm. just different sounds, and so it ends up being quite a few metallic sounds.
I'm looking around the room to see, you know, isn't there something we could use for a cymbal here?
I looked. It was really,
Did you try John's head? It's kind of shiny.
I was going to suggest that. I was actually going to suggest that.
I do have a triangle, so I am going to utilize that.
Well, you've got something at your feet that looks like one of those martial arts dangerous star things.
It's a jingly death throwing star.
That's exactly what it looks like. It jingles.
You could do this, and then it'd be like, whoa, what's that over there? And then throw it at him. And,
are we going to hear that later on?
It'll be like the Tambourine Ninja.
Without the sound effect at the end.
Without the...
Yeah, do I need to get out of the way?
I don't know.
Because I'll leave the room.
No, it's all good. Yeah, he'll be fine.
When you can catch the Tambourine Death Star, you are ready to go on, Grasshopper.
Poor David Carradine. Yeah. It was David Carradine. I almost said David Cassidy, but that's somebody else.
It was David. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Right, exactly. Ah, we're talking with the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. We'll hear another tune in a matter of seconds. First, let me mention that support for our show today comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And you can hear the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra tonight at 8 o'clock at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, Illinois. I think it's the first we've had a group on that's playing out there. And
great venue.
So, very cool.
Have you been there before?
With a different band, I have. But it's... We'll be playing a more acoustic show actually down there because it's that sort of environment.
Is it kind of an intimate space it's not a big amphitheater?
No, it's more intimate. And Joe and Don Taylor are the owners, and they're awesome. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous little homestead. It's really a nice
There's
place.
A vineyard in Northwest Champaign, Alto Vineyards, that also has a music venue that's fairly small. And they have checked that out sometime.
Yeah.
They have a nice little setup.
Very good.
What do you want to play next?
Let's do something with the cowboy portion of the name. This is a piece called Gypsy Grass Jump. Actually, our guitar player Danny has made some appearances on Prairie Home Companion over the years.
I was going to ask about that, but go ahead.
Beat you to it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So he's been invited on. I'll just speak for him. He's been invited on that show as a guest.
Don't speak.
Danny, don't say anything. And he's also as a fill-in for their regular guitar player, Pat Donahue. And so he's had occasion to write little pieces of music for
the
play
show.
For the show. So we've mined a couple of those resources. A couple of our songs that he was using on that show, we just sort of took and modified. This is one of them that he had played, and we put a few key changes in and a couple solos, and there you go. Was that good? Was that correct?
That was outstanding.
Yes!
Well done, John.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
That sounds vaguely powder milk biscuity.
No way.
It was a total scheme to get him to let me do the song. And it worked that time.
Yeah, it was like Dan Neal on powder milk biscuits.
That's right. The Galactic Cowboy Orchestra playing here on Live and Local. This is a lot of fun. So, Mark, mm-hmm. It says here in your bio, you're a graduate of the world-renowned Musicians Institute of Technology.
I think I just put
in
that in
Hollywood,
there.
California. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know everything, but I haven't heard of that.
Are you sure you don't know everything?
What world do you live in? Everyone heard of that.
We were hoping you did know everything, actually.
You know, actually,
what is the Musicians Institute of Technology?
Well, to me, it was world renowned, and I'll tell you just a couple quick facts, and people can judge for themselves. But when
I'm
was
not a, saying it's not. You
no,
understand?
No, no, and,
it
no.
It actually
and,
is.
No, and I'll I'll just throw it out there. When I was about 16, I met this friend of a, he was an older brother of this girl that I was hanging out with, and he told me about this because they're originally from Long Beach, California, and this is a small town in Wisconsin I grew up. And he told me about this mythical place in Hollywood, California called GIT. It was the Guitar Institute of Technology.
GIT.
It was, yes. It was all under the auspices of a place called Musicians Institute, and I'd never been to I'd only been to Chicago once. And I dreamt of going to this place. It was, I almost quit high school at the time and just moved.
And you're from where?
Wisconsin Rapids. It's okay. About 18,000 people, real small town, pretty small town. And, but just to let you know, some of the teachers that were there was you probably heard of Frank Zappa, I'd imagine.
Yep.
One of the drummers that played on the Apostrophe album and another one, I can't remember the other one, but Ralph Humphrey was one of the teachers there. Another guitar player another drummer by the name of Casey Sherrill, who played with Jean-Luc Ponty, taught there. Jeff Porcaro, who played on a multitude of platinum and gold records, drummer, his dad taught there. So that's where I wanted to go, and that's where I did go. And to answer your questions, I thought it was
I almost went there.
Oh, really?
I sent in my $100
app fee.
Oh, you guys could have met there.
But
yeah,
I didn't go.
Maybe.
I stayed in Minneapolis and slugged it out.
And is that just a nice way of saying you didn't get in, or because you just didn't?
I think I could have gotten
Why didn't
in.
You get accepted? Weren't you good
I
enough?
I wasn't smart enough.
Yeah. What's the technology part? Musicians Institute of Technology.
You know, I think at the time they were just trying to probably come up with a name that inferred a tech school. Because it was before.
I don't think you could get a college credit yet.
No, well, it was. It, you know, like literally, what they were trying to get across was it was a it was like a technical college.
Right.
So you know how some schools just specialize in various things. Yes, John, you in the front.
It was. I think I remember hearing about this school when I was in and I was just in college myself, and. I think it was the first of its type, where you tried to legitimize the education of rock music. We're going to academicize rock music and teach it to you in a formal institution, and have a name for it and a building, and you're going to pay us money. And it started there, and then they started popping up all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one in Minneapolis that started
which I
out
taught
as,
at actually.
Yeah. Which started out as
Music Tech,
and now it's McNally Smith and
College of Music.
It costs a lot of money, and it's become big business. So you can send your kid to learn to be a rock star. It's going to cost you a lot of money.
Is this kind of like the are these sort of like the rock equivalents of the Berklee Institute in
okay,
Berklee
School
of Music?
Berklee was always there. So I
Boston.
I should pull back, but Berklee was a little more. This is more like this is. Getting a technical degree. It's a 2-year degree.
Right.
Let me simplify it.
I'm talking about Berklee in Boston.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Berklee was a 4-year, you could get a performance degree out of Berklee, but it was always
But it's kind of a jazz rock kind
right.
of, you know, all kinds of non-classical stuff. School.
True, yeah. True, yeah.
Well, the thing that I really appealed to me was that I wanted to be a musician, and I didn't have to take math or philosophy or anything. It was just drums 24 hours a day at this school. And actually, at the time, it wasn't only rock. They had a really great jazz program there and a great Latin program. Being in LA, there was a huge Hispanic culture, obviously, and so we had world class people coming in and teaching there. So what really appealed to me at the time, and what has caught on so much, is that these tech schools, you get kids that
they just want to play music.
They don't want to have to study. Other things that aren't applicable to their life. So that's why I went there, and that's what this school was about. Hopefully.
Are you saying that math isn't applicable to people's lives?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We use high algebra all the time and calculus.
I know this is public radio and everything. But no. Of course not.
I went to a supposedly fancy pants school in the School of Music, and
did
I didn't take any math.
Did you actually wear fancy pants?
Either.
You didn't have any math?
No, I didn't. What kind of pants did I wear?
I don't know.
Whatever was clean. I could just see
Now you're making me think about this.
Everybody's got fancy pants at this school.
I can tell you about the pants I used to wear in grade school, because I remember those. Those were very fancy. This is really off the top.
I know, because I'm visualizing your listening audience is probably, most of them are like, IQs or Mensa members, and they have IQs of 150 and above, and they're probably like, what is this drivel? Yeah. Who is this idiot talking on the microphone?
you said earlier that, you thought you might be a little ADHD or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can get tested for that, because I thought that I was too, and I did get tested for it, and I'm not. Yeah. Which really distresses me, because now I have no excuse whatsoever.
See, I don't want to take this. That's my blanket.
Scattered sort of thinking.
I don't want to take away my security blanket.
We're going to come back to your music in a minute or so, but I want to make sure that I give listeners a calendar of some of the other things you can go see and hear this weekend. So here we go, because there's a lot of it. I'll sort of pick and choose. I'll Be Seeing You, a show for Prairie Fire Theater, Lloyd Farley's Salute to 1940s at First Presbyterian Church in Normal, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Joni Dreyer and Dave Cooper are at the Kickapoo Landing at Kickapoo State Park in Oakwood tonight at 5:30. It's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at Miller Park Summer Theater in Bloomington tonight and tomorrow, and also Sunday, but I don't have the time, sorry. Road Song is playing at Westside Park in Champaign. Oh, they're doing it right as we speak. But somebody thought they were playing somewhere tonight, too, so you might look them up. At the Illinois Shakespeare Festival at Ewing Manor in Bloomington tonight, it's The Three Musketeers. That's at 7:30. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, it's The Merry Wives of Windsor, and on Sunday evening, it's The Tempest. The Barber of Seville, Rossini's opera, is at Sugar Creek Symphony and Song in Watseka tonight at 8 o'clock, and tomorrow at 8 o'clock at First United Methodist Church in Watseka, and then Sunday, they're presenting Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro at 3 o'clock, same location. And I Remember is a one-woman show with Karen Vaccaro. I'm going to be there this weekend at some point. The Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center tonight and tomorrow at 8 and Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Patrick Campbell is at Gill Street Pub in Bloomington. That's tonight at 6. Kenny Anderson and the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Group are at Remy's on Monroe in Springfield tonight at 8:30. Mean Lids are at Phillips Recreation Center in Urbana tonight at 8. I'm guessing that's for the country dance. Prairie Dogs are at Iron Post. That's a bluegrass group. They're at Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 5. Let's see. Lie, Cheat, and Genuflect is a show at Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield tonight and tomorrow at 6 and Sunday around noon. The Decatur Municipal Band is playing at Decatur Celebration. Oh, that's a big event. Decatur Celebration is this weekend. They're at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Footloose, the musical, is at Parkland College Theater in Champaign tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2:30 and 7:30, and then there's a matinee, I believe, on Sunday, and then next weekend as well. In fact, on Monday's Live and Local, we'll have some singers from Footloose on the show with us here, and also on Monday, since I'm mentioning it, we'll have a bit of a preview of the season at Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur. The McLean County Mandolin Orchestra is at the downtown Bloomington Farmers Market tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Bacha Colado playing at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 6. And I think that about does it. Oh, the New Orleans Jazz Machine, who were on this show, they're fantastic. Champaign Public Library, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's live and local. Let's have another tune from the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra.
All right. You guys ready?
We are.
You guys like the enigmatic ending of those songs.
Very dramatic, Kevin.
I like drama. I like drama. You know, that I probably complained before about, you know, people, particularly on discs, you know, where their idea of an ending is just faded out.
The fade out.
Oh.
Well, that's not a bad way to do certain pieces of music.
It depends on the song. Yeah. Sometimes you're like, oh, come on. Yeah, you could have ended that.
It just seems like somebody didn't figure out how to end the song.
Right. That's true. Yes, that's absolutely true.
So I tend to like these things where you all of a sudden come together. And
thank you.
Boom.
Right. Yeah. Nice. We're here, Frank. Nice,
nicely done. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that on your disc here? Looking for a little strange.
That one is not.
One
we're
is
actually
not.
Working on a new album starting in November, and that'll be due out in the beginning of the new year. So that's going to be on that album.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
The Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, who are guitarist Dan Neal and bass player John Wright, fiddler Lisi Wright, and Mark O'Day on drums and percussion of various levels of sophistication here with the different kinds of music stand. It sounds pretty good. I mean, I got to say, I got this clipboard here. I don't think that's going to be cymbal-like, do you think?
No, well,
that's
the only problem is mounting it. You'd have to be a human
cymbal
stand.
I could hold it for you.
You could. We could try that on the next one.
I'll bring it over whenever we get to that. Are we going to get to hear the raga?
Absolutely. Yeah, which is actually a little longer piece of music. So
and you got
know.
A vocal tune. Well, ragas can go on forever.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's actually 3.5 hours long.
It depends on what you want. Depends on how much more music or speaking you want.
Bathroom break.
The raga's about 5 minutes long.
Why don't we hear the vocal tune?
Okay.
And then see where we are, and you can start the raga, and if it just keeps going, then
you can
I'll
fade
get
it
up
out.
And leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
No, seriously, because, you know, we'll fade it out.
And, yeah, exactly.
Well, right. I got to give the weather forecast at around 1 o'clock or so, and
right.
another underwriting announcement. You can just keep playing, and
all right. Well, that's what'll
fade
happen.
You out.
Please note, though, we do end it on the album.
Yes, there is actually
the raga.
It's not the dreaded fade out yeah. on the yeah. album.
No, but ragas, I mean, those can go on all day.
They
well,
can go
the, fairly
one,
literally.
The, well, since we're on the subject, the raga that we pulled it from was a Ravi Shankar piece, and I can't. This is bad, but I can't remember the violin.
You.
Oh god. It's an Israeli violin player. And they made this record. So any listeners out there, please forgive
Israeli?
Us. Yes.
Yes.
So please forgive our momentary lapse of...
No, not exactly.
So, no. And they made an album in the early 60s called East Meets West. And
oh.
it was...
Yeah, I know who you mean.
And they
it's
got together...
It's Yudushi or something?
Yeah, so...
anyway, it's brilliant. And the piece that we pulled it from, it's called Raga Palu. The original that... I got it from is about 15 minutes long. So we've condensed it, took more of the essential parts of the melody.
It's probably like 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, so our version's a little more Western in its tolerance level.
So this is what's categorized in your band biography as an extreme arrangement of an East Indian raga.
It's fairly extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
but
a drum
before,
set on it.
Before that, we'll do a Bill Monroe piece just to tip the...
Balance it out
as far as humanly possible.
And this is the one with our vocal.
Correct.
We're
Danny's going to sing the vocals on this. Yes.
And are we trying the cymbal? And this is the one
yeah,
where
no,
I'm going to come over
hey,
here.
Hey, I'm Let's bring it on I'm, over.
Now, if there's a crash, it's because I dropped the clipboard.
Yeah.
And I would Actually, I proved to be a really bad cymbal stand.
Your hand's
so
probably
going
to. You might want to just to warn you. You should get a comfortable position.
All right. Well, here we go. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Off you go.
Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I'd love you best. I mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me, here's my request. And the days are long, but the nights are lonely. Yes, and you left me all alone. And I've worried so, my little darling. I've worried so since you've been gone. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I'd love you better. Back to me. my request.
Now we have to split the money five ways. This is problematic.
Well, I now have great sympathy for the hardworking cymbal stand because my thumbs are starting to cramp up.
I told you.
Holding the clipboard here.
The clipboard cymbal.
I think it has more resonation when I hit it with my fingers.
It probably does. And actually, that's what I'm going to be doing for this raga tune. I'm going to be playing with my fingers.
I was trying to find a position, you know, where it might have more resonance. You want to try the clipboard there?
You don't want to have to hold that for the whole raga.
Well, yeah, because I gotta cut out in the middle of it, so yeah.
I'll just use this.
It depends.
Work. Thank you, though.
Well, that was the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. And vocalist Dan Neal, or I guess you go by Danny, is that it?
Either one.
Yeah.
My mom used to call me Danny.
Well, these guys called you Danny a little bit. Says here, Dan Neal is one of the Twin Cities' most adored pickers. Mm-hmm. Did you write that yourself?
Yeah. And no one took it out because they like me.
Yeah, well, you got a ring on your finger. Maybe your wife did it or wrote that. Or
I think...
She may have called these guys.
I think Lisey wrote it, actually.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah. How come I wasn't adored? Or why didn't she say anything nice about me?
Because you went to a world-renowned
Yeah, but I wrote that
musician.
Part.
Oh.
So it's implied.
And John is merely celebrating his 10th year with Leto and Wright.
Leto.
Actually, it's our 11th year now.
Well, you got to update this then.
Yeah.
And then, Lisey, we haven't even talked about you.
Oh,
we should.
But your background spans the genres of classical, country, bluegrass, and rock, and you've begun to make a name for yourself. It says here in the Twin Cities music scene. Galactic Cowboy Orchestra from Twin Cities of not Champaign-Urbana or Bloomington-Normal, but Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Yep.
In Minnesota. And they're playing tonight at the Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount at 8 o'clock. And you can get more information about them, including how to buy their CD called Looking for a Little Strange at galacticcowboyorchestra.com. It's been my pleasure to have Dan Neal, Lisey Wright, John Wright, and Mark O'Day on Live and Local. It's been a real treat.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to go... Actually, let me do this first. Let me say that. Support for today's program comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 2033 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information is available at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com. Coming up at 101, it's The Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. Got that all out of the way so we can hear the raga and just fade you out before Garrison.
All right, perfect. Tell him we said hi. You ready?
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.